Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Communities across the state are hoping for an increase in local government aid from the legislature in 2026. Bradley Peterson of the Coalition of Greater Minnesota Cities says one thing they're proposing
is actually indexing that appropriation number to inflation. And so that, you know, as inflation goes, so would local government aid. And we used to do that, actually. We did that in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Peterson says LGA helps cities meet their needs without significantly increasing property taxes. The Red Lake Nation plans to open a cannabis dispensary in West St. Paul pending municipal regulatory approvals. The Native Care location is expected to open early next year. Red Lake's original Native Care dispensary was first to open after Minnesota legalized cannabis sales in August of 2023. A new compact between the Red Lake Nation and the state's Office of Cannabis Management allows the tribe to open a limited number of off-reservation retail dispensaries. Minnesotans need to make sure they're properly disposing of their holiday greens. Angie Amborn is with the Minnesota Department of Ag and says proper disposal can avoid the spread of invasive species.
Depending on where those products have come from, they could be harboring invasive species or invasive diseases or even other invasive plants that might have seeds on them. So there are lots of different insect diseases and plants that could come into the state on holiday greenery.
Today is game day for the Golden Gopher football team taking on New Mexico in the Rate Bowl in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. Minnesota is 7-5, while the Lobos are 9-3. Gopher head coach PJ Fleck says New Mexico is a tough opponent. The Gophers have won 8 straight bowl games dating back to 2015. In other headlines, if you're looking to donate to a good cause this holiday season, the Wildcat Sanctuary in Sandstone might be an option. Executive Director Tammy Thies.
We really need public donations to be able to do the rescues we want, but the rescue is just the first stage. Once they're here at the sanctuary, they receive vet care, they receive habitats that can stimulate them, indoor temperature rooms, and obviously lots of toys and fun things.
More information on how you can help can be found at the sanctuary's website. Northland Arboretum has unveiled a new ice skating trail in the Brainerd-Baxter area. The Zamboni-maintained forest path is the first manufactured forest ice skating trail in Minnesota. The outdoor attraction quickly drew hundreds of visitors in its first days of operation ahead of the holidays. The trail officially opened December 21st, welcoming nearly 100 skaters on opening day. Weather permitting, the skating path will remain open through March. This is MNN.